let's pick it up on basement base. Right, the sixth line, Kiman Aslam. Where it says, Kiman Aslam, Adam Ravish, and Rab Maklekish, Shane Pandas, and Gis Tishaka, but Pandas, and Gis Tishaka, through the Bible, Mesh, and Rab Maklekish. Ravish, and Rab said, the whole Maklekish of the Mishnah is only by Ain Pandas, and Gis Tishaka. Pandas, and Gis Tishaka is better. And it's Pashul Kuyama. Says the Gemara, Kiman, Kirab, the Dom, and Shindala Shalta Bainam. We came to Tainus and Megis, this half Mishlet Shalta Bainam. Shabashim Rab stims with the Rabba. What's Rashi say? Machlekes Abidu Rabbanim. Sorry, Kiman Ma'anachim Erle, the Ella Azlahach, Machlekes Abidu Rabbanim, Shalai Shalta Bainam, Derech Tainus. Through the Tainus, it's Mishlet Shalta Bainam, the time of Shemarayu, I Mishum Tzel. So the Tfanis Megis is Chacham, I might be Rabbanim, what would that matter? Fine. So that's the first. That's the Oishim Rab. So Oishim Rab is like Rabba. Then the Gemara continues. Kaman Az Lahodim Rafunim Rab Machlekish Kreme El Dalar Al Dalar Amis Al Dalar Amis. Avali Yesh Bi Yesh Mirab Amis Al Amaris Afil Al Malam Yesh Mirab Makshera. So the Gemara Kaman Ki Rab Zeyer Dom Yishim Tzel Kem Adir Avicha Ika Tzel Sukkah. So Rashi, how do you guys see him? Machlekes b'she'ein b'el ha'ava amis l'ava amis. I don't know what Gersh Rashi is coming about. Okay, fine. Aval yesh b'yoyse and so on. Mishum tzel. D'i mishum mishlut eino. B'tfei midal ramis purto lo sholta b'eino. Plus in Rashi, purto needs a hezba. So Mashmul chayr in this Rashi, the Rashi holds that if it will be more than dal ramis, a great deal more than dal ramis, then there'd be welcome to say that might work for mishlut sholta b'eino too. If it's very big, so lost me somewhere. The sky you see, even the sky is more than Esher Mam, it's Shalta Beino. So if it's very big, maybe it'll be Shalta Beino. But to be Mechalik, more than Dalai Lama, less between Dalai Lama and a little bit more than Dalai Lama in Rabbah, that's not Mestabah, that's only Chilk and Abzeir. Before that, we much more in this Rashi. Tastes the fairish not the way. This is Kabzeir Domish and Selav al Kerab Domish Mishta Eno Loy Dafilo Rechavat Tuva Lishalta Beim. This affair is not this way. And then Mr. Rashi later on in the Hemshech we'll see is also not much like this Rashi. According to Rabba, it's Lamala Mechav is possible even if it's much bigger than Dalai Lama. We'll see in the Hemshech of the Rashi's, but that's the way it says himself. But in this Rashi, what's this little Aleph over here? Thanks. I mean, as far as it could make sense, but the Hemshech is not the way. So fine. So now we have. So we have. So this is Rav Huna Merav. So Rav Huna Merav stims with Rav Zera. Oishim Merav stims with Rabba. Rav Huna Merav stims with Rav Zera. And we have a third version of Rav. Kiman Az Behodim Rav Chana Merav Omer Rav Machlekes B'Shem Machzekes Erech Leyoshu B'Shulchanai. But Machzekes Yosim Leyoshu B'Shulchanai Filu Malam Esam Rav Makshera. So who does that go like? Says anybody, like Yechad. That's not like anybody. Apparently it was Pashut to the Gemara that even in Rav Zera also you can't be Mechalik between Zayin Tochem and more than Zayin Tochem. So the Gemara had this between Dalai Ramas and more than Dalai Ramas that could be Chilik in Rav Zera. That could sell. But you can't say that Rav Zera is going to be that Rav Zera is going to fall off if it's more than Zayin Tochem. That's the like Yechad. Okay, so it's Kimmel says Rashi Gassin Machlekes B'Shein Machzekes Elachdei Loishu V'mtoimar Kash Rav Ad Rav. So it's Stiris and Rav. We're in Samaroyin and we'll leave with the Rav. I just realized something. Why did Rashi wake up now? He could have asked this Kasha in Rav Huna Merav already. Humarav is already. Rav Moshe Merav was like Rabba. Rav Huna Merav was like Rav Zeira. So Kasha the Rabba the Rav. Rashi doesn't ask it. He only asks it when he gets to Rav Chanan Bar Rabba Amarav. Okay, that's interesting. Let's hold that thought for a second. Let's see if it takes us anywhere. Just occurred to me the second. So as Rashi, the amount of like a chad, mehanech delel, the mefarshi time of the Esri Mama. Now, again, even, the imishu mishlet beino, the imishu mishlet beino, so b'shiur, the yesim, the yerusha, mechdei roisha, rubay v'shulchanei, lay sholta. Lay sholta beino, would still be lay sholta beino. It's shel nami leko. Umchitz is chan nami boyo, so it's still like a chad. So, Rav Chana Barabba is the like a chad. Rav Chana Barabba is the like a chad. So Tosis asks, but if Chana Barabba tzricha taima, so according to him, Taka, what's the reason for the Malam Mecha? If it's not like Rabba, it's not like him there, it's not like Rav, so it's the like a chad. So how does he understand the Psalm of the Malam Mecha? So Tosis says, Yesh Mepashim Mishum Dehavali Lusul Tana Gailim, Kevin the Gevir V'Ketin of Kuliyahai. Doesn't have the sort of a bias at all, since it's Gevir V'Ketin of Kuliyahai. Aber mach zek es zwei mich der Reusho in nafti mich al ulsu tane geirum le kui yisukko. So Taisa says that Rav Huna Marab, so Taisa learns that Rav Chana Barab Arab is the like echad, but there is a reason. Rashi in the Hemshech says that according to Rav Chana Barab Arab, it's lo yudhiya taima. It's unknown. We don't know. What's the reason? Not like Chorek Smachek. Rashi learns there of Chana Barab Amarab. We pack it off. So, no, we don't know what the reason is. Any of it. And the Tosis learns, no, it's either the Murder that doesn't say we don't know what the reason is. Just the like Chad. He has his own reason. What's his reason? Lulz and Tanagan. A little strange. Why the Murder didn't spell out the point of Tosis? So the Murder should say what the reason is. Lay it there. That even the Tosis is saying it there. But for fun, there is a reason. There is a reason. And Rashi said, no, so it's Loya Dua. The reason is it's a. We don't know what the reason is. So fine. The Gemara doesn't know, so we don't have to know. Gemara says weiter. Bishlam the Rabbi Yeshia pliga the Rabuna Rav Chana bar Abba. I hear this different gesoys. It's two gesoys. Tosfos mentions. The way we have printed in the Gemara, it says Bishlam the Rabbi Yeshia pliga the Rabuna Rav Chana bar Abba. The Rabbi Yeshia is against Rav Huna and Rav Chana bar Abba. I think I skipped the Rashi. Right, I won't leave the Rashi skipped. I don't want to confuse things. So we have the way we have printed is Vishnu Rav Yeshia Pliga and Rav Huna, Rav Chana bar Abba. This brings from Yerchanan, like Yesh Garson. But like this. The Inu Kayov Shiur B'mashcha, the Iu Loi Kayov Shiur B'mashcha. They gave a shiur in the width of the sukkah, the area of the sukkah. That's as a parameter for the Machlekes of Yudah in the Tanakhama. And he doesn't give a parameter in the area of the sukkah. He only gives a parameter in the height of the sukkah. So that's a pligo. That's a Machlekes. And the Rav Huna, the Chana bar Abba, name of the Hechsher Sukkah can be flugi. The Masa of the Hechsher Sukkah b'dal Ramas, the Masa of the Hechsher Sukkah mechzek as Reisha Rebu b'Shulchan. So, Chayra, they are arguing. Chayra are arguing about the Hechsher Sukkah. The argument is about the Hechsher Sukkah. What's the minimum size Sukkah? Presumably, the Mishnah is talking about a minimum size Sukkah. So, where it's light, the Kuli Am Hechsher Sukkah Reisha Rebu b'Shulchan. That he did not give a shiur l'mashka. The omer ben gdol ben ktan loy nechelku el shein fanis megiyas. No, it doesn't matter what the area of the sukkah is. Rav Huna, Rav Chana, the ami time of Rabbanim shiur the mashka. Mar Omer Dal Ramas, Mar Reishu Shulchani, name of Hechsher Sukkah, Ba'orchel Ba'orchel Pligi. The Tivai Vislu, the Kipligi Rabbanu Mesukkah, Ha'mutzum Semes, Bashir Hechsher Ayach Sukkah Pligi. which pay me a machshir. I feel in the way. I came in the Rabbi Yechiel. You could sell sukkah. I tie macharina lechshir. The Rafuna. I tie macharina lechshir. That's some other unknown reason. The Rafuna saw by Yeshu Lahamid machlekes bekhusim dalad amis. Them came with lav gavayim beesrim amel psulu. The Yeshu sukkah bedalad amis. Kirevi domel kamenachi. The Gemara says, no, that's not going to look like it. They all agree the Shira is Ayin Tochen. But, Rav Hunam Rav holds that from Zayin Tochen till Dalet Amos you have the Shira of Esther Mamo because of Abzera. And Rav Chanan Varabam Rav holds that no, Zayin Tochen is a cut off. Says Rashi, the time of the Puzzle of Mayim Esim lo yedilon, this is the Rashi that's lo yedilon, it's unknown reason. So Kapata, let's just think about this girsa for a second. Just Pashup Shatan. I don't want to get too bogged down on this, but just Pashup Shatan in the girsa. So this girsa says that Rav Oishia is certainly, right, we have three of them. Number one is Rav Oishia, Rav Huna, and then I'll just put it up on the board. We shouldn't remember.
Oishia, who says, Tainas Nagias, that equals Rabba. Then we have Rav Huna, who says Dalet Amos, that's like Rav Zera. Then we have Rav Chanan Varabba, who says Zayin Tochen, that's we don't know related to Tochen. So the Gemara says, the way we have the Gersh in the Gemara, that Rav Oishia is not like these two, because he didn't live this year in the area at all. These two things are both shiur in the area. So he is, Rav Oishia is chaylik and Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Varabba because he didn't give a shiur in the area. But what about Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Varabba? Are they arguing on each other? That if Rav Huna holds the shiur, the minimum size sukkah is Dalet Amos, and Rav Chanan Varabba says the minimum size sukkah is Zayin Tochen? So the Gemara says, no, they both agree the minimum size sukkah is Zayin Tochen. But Rav Chanan Varabba holds Zayin Tochen, which is the minimum size sukkah, which presumably the Mishnah is talking about, the shear is Esther Mama, and anything more, the shear stops being Esther Mama. And Rav Huna says, the Machaikas is by Zayin Tochen, because the Mishnah is certainly talking about a minimum size sukkah, at least including a minimum size sukkah, but it continues to be the shear till Dalet Amos. So therefore, Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Varabba are not arguing about the area of the minimum area of a sukkah. But they are arguing. They're not arguing about the area of a sukkah. But they certainly are arguing about when is the machlokes of Esrim Amo. Huna says it's from Zayin Tochen till Dalet Amos. That's where the ending were injected. Now it turns out it's from Zayin Tochen until Dalet Amos. But Akapanim, Rav Huna holds the machlokes in the Mishnah, the Shir of Chof Amo is from Zayin Tochen till Dalet Amos. According to Rav Chanan Varabba, it's only Zayin Tochen. And they also argue what the reason for the Mishnah is. Rav Huna is like Rav Zera, and Rav Chanan Varabba is like Haman. So they are arguing. So when the Gemara says that when the Gemara says name of Pligi, and the Gemara says in the end Leik Pligi, that doesn't mean Leik Pligi at all. Just means they're not arguing about the area of the sukkah. So then, what did the Gemara mean at the beginning when it said that Bishlam Rav Oishia is Polig on Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Varabba? Why? He's not Polig. Yeah, of course he's Polig about. He's polig about when you have the shear of Esther Mama, because he doesn't care about the area, and they do care about the area. But is he polig about the minimum size, what the area minimum area of a sukkah has to be? He's not polig about that. He doesn't talk about it. It's not relevant to him for our Mishnah, but everybody agrees there is a minimum size area of a sukkah. So that's the pshat in the other gears in the Gemara. The other gears in the Gemara, Tosfos mentioned, Mechana mentions, is name of Oishia Leip. It's Bishlam of Oishia Leip Polagar Avuna Verachana Barab. Because they talk about, they argue about this, because he's not even addressing what the minimum size area of a sukkah is. So he's not, and the issue, no, it's all, the Gemara says Pligan Leip Pligan means on the issue of the minimum area of a sukkah. So the Gemara reads very well. Bishlam Rav Oishia Leip Polik. He doesn't argue with Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Varabba about the area of a sukkah. He doesn't talk about the area of the sukkah. He doesn't think that has anything to do with our Mishnah. So we don't know what the area of a sukkah is according to him. What's the minimum area of a kosher sukkah? But Nevo, Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Varabba are arguing about the minimum area of a sukkah.
The Gemara says, no, they're not arguing about the minimum area of a sukkah. They both agree the minimum area of a sukkah is Zayin Tfachim. They're arguing just about the parameters of Esher Mama. So that Gersa, which is not the Gersa that we have in the Gemara, the other Gersa I understand very well. But what's the pshat on the Gersa that we have in the Gemara? The Tosfos brings from that Rabbeinu Chanan says Yesh Gersa. The name, let's say their Oishia is Polig, and Avuna and Avkana Barabba. What do you mean Polig? Why is he Polig? I mean, yeah, he's polig about the issue at hand of Esther Mamba. Look at Esther Mamba, he's polig. But Rav Huna, Rav Chana Barabba also certainly polig about that. You see in the Hemshech of the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about name of Pligi and Loi Pligi, that in the Hemshech of the Gemara, Pligi and Loi Pligi, when the Gemara talks about Rav Huna and Rav Chana Barabba, maybe they argue since the Gemara, and the Gemara says, no, they don't argue. So argue and not argue, Pligi and Loi Pligi means, what does it mean? In the context of when we're talking about Rav Huna and Rav Chana Barabba, what does pligi and loy pligi mean? Pligi about Esher Mama? No, Esher Mama, they really are pligi. What does pligi mean? About the minimum area of a sukkah. Is Rav Eishi arguing about them, with them about the minimum area of a sukkah? No. So it's hard to understand the girsa of the girsa that Rav Eishi is polig on Rav Huna and Rav Chana Barabba. He's not polig on them. It's a little bit difficult. So I saw in Ritva, I don't remember for sure if he says it to address the Girsa. I think he says it to address the Girsa. But it means like this. The additional mayor of Oishia, they're all saying in the name of Rav. The one means like this. Bishlam Rav Eishia, he's certainly arguing with Rav Huna and Rav Chana Barabba about what Rav said. Because according to him, when Rav was explaining our Mishnah, and when Rav said the parameters of our Mishnah, when is the Machlokes in our Mishnah, Rav didn't stipulate that it has any connection to the area of the Sukkah. He implied that it has no area. It does. It has no connection to the area of the Sukkah. Just told him Tanis Negis Neskat. So Rav Eishia is certainly arguing with Rav Huna and Rav Chana Barabba about what Rav said. But on the other hand, Rav Huna and Rav Chana Barabba says to the Gemara, maybe they're not, maybe that's what the Ritva says, but I'm not sure now what it helps for the Girsa. That's what I'm trying to. It may not help for the Girsa. The Ritva says like that the Rishi certainly argues with them about what Rav said. Rav Huna and Rav Chana Barabba, maybe they agree what Rav said. Rav said the machlokes in the Mishnah is only by a minimum size sukkah. And Rav didn't spell out what a minimum size sukkah is. And then they had among themselves their own argument of what's a minimum size sukkah. So the Mishnah said, no, it's not true. They are arguing about what Rav said. Because the minimum size sukkah is Zayin Tvachim. And Rav, and he can't say it. They're really arguing about what Rav said. But maybe they're not arguing about what Rav said. Maybe Rav was saying he said minimum size sukkah, and they put in their own opinion about it. They filled in the blank themselves. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Rav was not only talking about the minimum size sukkah. There is a machlokes about what Rav said. Does it help for the Girsa? I think it helps so much for the Girsa, because the Gemara runs, the lema that Rav Huna and Rav Chana Barabba are pligi. First, no la'olam lay pligi, right? Is that what it says? Oh, maybe it doesn't say there was lay pligi at the end. It means name of after sukkah mifl kamifligi means maybe they're not arguing about what Rav said. Maybe they agree about what Rav said. They're just arguing about after sukkah, but not about what Rav said. No, it's not true. They're not arguing about extra sukkah. They're not arguing about what Rav said. It's So I have to check inside the Ritva, somebody who has a Ritva, to take a look. I don't remember if he says it to explain the Girsa of that. What?
He does.
He does. That's what he's saying. Okay. So that would be a hazard. Well, I think, fine, that's a nice one, because otherwise it's not very hard to understand that Girsa. Just want to think for a second about the other Girsa, which is the Girsa that we have. I'm sorry, let's also want to think about the other Girsa, the Girsa that we don't have, Tosis. The Girsa that Tosis brings, that is. Yeah, we have Pligi. Rabbi Nachanan said Yesh Garsim Pligi, but Tosis had the Girsa. Hachi Garsim Rabbi Nachananel. So I want to think about the Girsa of Lei Pligi, Rabbi Nachananel's Girsa. Not the Girsa that Rabbi Nachananel brings as a Yesh, I mean, but Rabbi Nachananel's Girsa himself. So I said a few minutes. I said a minute ago, what does it mean he doesn't argue? Well, he does argue. It means he doesn't argue about the area of the sukkah. He argues about the shat and the mishnah, but he doesn't argue about the area of the sukkah.
So I was thinking,
maybe you could say different shat in Tosfos Girsa. Tosfos doesn't explain the Girsa. Just says that it's the Rabbi Nachananel. Help you guys see him. This is the Girsa. This is how Rabbi Nachananel is there. But maybe it might mean even more than that. Maybe that Girsa means not merely that Rav Oshia doesn't argue with Rav Huna and Rav Chana Bar Abba about the minimum area of the sukkah. He certainly argues about the din of Lamala Maestrim. Maybe it means more. Maybe the Gemara is suggesting that Rav Oshia might not argue with Rav Huna and Rav Chana Bar Abba about the halach of Lamala Maestrim. Because maybe both things are true. Maybe the machlekes, just because Rav Oshia said the machlekes is by Tfanis Megiyus L'Schach, or is by Ein Tfanis Megiyus L'Schach, but by Tfanis Megiyus L'Schach, Kol Yamalei Pligi that is kosher, that's not necessarily a stira to what Rav Huna and Rav Abba said, that the machlekes is only by Zayin Tochem or Dal Ramas. No, it's maybe both things are true. And you could say this in two versions. You could say that in order maybe the Gemara is suggesting the Ritva also brings this. The Ritva brings this b'shem yeshayim. That maybe when Rav Oshia is not arguing with Rav Huna and Chana Bar Abba, it means he's not arguing even the Gabbai Mishnah, because the two statements don't contradict each other. Rav Oshia has given me the parameters in terms of the height of the tefanis. And Rav Huna and Rav Chana Bar Abba are giving me the parameters in terms of the area of the sukkah. Maybe both parameters are necessary, but this can come in two flavors. The way the Ritva brings this Yeshayimun, the Ritva doesn't like it, but the way the Ritva brings this Yeshayimun says that maybe it's an either-or. Maybe if it's Tfanis Megiyus L'Schach, then it's Kosher L'Mala Me'esrim. But it's also true that even if it's not Tfanis Megiyus L'Schach, but if the sukkah is more than Dal Ramas, or more than Zayin Tochem, whatever it is, the minimum area of a sukkah, so maybe it's also Kosher L'Mala Me'esrim. So that the Ritva says ain't enough. He says he doesn't like this. He brings such a pshita that's the pshat of the pligi, and he doesn't like it. Yeah, I also don't like it I understand why I don't like it, because it doesn't make any sense. If the reason for the psul of Laval and the Esrim is because of Leshaltaveina, by Zehad Tanis Megis, the Schach takes it off. But how does Dalet Amos or Zayin more than does Dalet Amos or Zayin Tfachim take that off? Well, before it seemed to be double posh that for Shultabeina, that's not going to help. Conversely, if the reason is because of Abzeira, because of Tzel, so I understand what Dalet Amos more than Dalet Amos does, I don't understand what Tfanis Megis Tzach does. And so far, it doesn't make any sense that either thing should take off the Psul. Either Tfanis Megis Tzach, we're making the Psulka bigger. It's very strange. But I was thinking maybe say differently. Again, we'll preserve this Pshat and Lei Pligi that they're really not arguing at all, even about Lamala Me'esrim. But not because either one takes off the Psul. But maybe to take off the Psul, you need both. In other words, Rav Oshia is saying, when you have a big sukkah, If it's Tanis Megis the Schach, then it's Kosher. And Rav Huna and Rav Chana Rav are saying that even if it's ain't Tanis Megis the Schach, if it's Tanis Megis the Schach, it has to also be big. And this could make sense, and that'll make it also easier to understand, to hear it. Maybe both psulim are true. Maybe lemala me'esrim is possible for both reasons. Maybe lemala me'esrim is possible because it's leishonta ve'enot, and also because there's no tzel. Maybe both things are true, and therefore to take it off the psul, you have to have both. You have to have tanis megis the schach in order to take off the psul of leishonta ve'enot. You also need that it should be larger than Dalai Amas, let's say, in order to take off the psul of Tzel, or the unknown psul of Chana Bar Abba. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, Mishnah Rav Oishah, I don't know if he argues on a point of Chana Bar Abba. He's talking about different parameters. They might really be complementing each other, because maybe both psulim exist. So I think nobody says this. I didn't see anybody who says this chapter. You know, even the Ritva who wants to say this notion, who brings the Yesh Oimrim, that Rav Oishah is agreeing with Rav Huna and Rav Chana Bar Abba in Din, but he says it, he brings it in this other nonsensical way, L'charen, he says, doesn't make any sense. He says it's Alpha Tzein and Ochel. But I didn't see a Rishon who says it in this Nusach. So for a minute, I thought, well, that's what caught my attention when we were reading the Rashi before. I thought that why, when Rashi asked, how can all these three people be saying contradictory things about what Rav said? And Rashi answered, "I'm a ruin and I'll leave it to Rav." So I asked a few minutes ago, why did Rashi wake up only when he got there? Chana Bar Abba, he should have pointed it out already by Rav Huna. I noticed before while I was reading it in Shish, I thought maybe that might plug into this Mahalach, that in fact Rav Oishah does not contradict Rav Huna at all. You don't have to say I'm a ruin and I'll leave it to Rav. That's where Rashi didn't say I'm running all the Rav, but at that point in the Gemara, Mechtesa, Moshe could work very well with Rav. And then Rav might have said both things. But then he gets to Rav, that's for sure not what, you know, they certainly heard different things from Rav. That's what I thought, Lechatchila. But I don't think it stems with the Rashi afterwards, because the Rashi was saying that when the Gemara says, That's going on. The Rashi is Dibra Maskel Moshkel, beginning of the line. That's Rashi's on the point in the Gemara where the Gemara says, "Bishlam Rav Oishah." We don't know Polig Loi Polig. We don't know what gears Rashi had. That Rav Oishah is Polig slash Loi Polig on the other Amoraim because he didn't give a Shir v'Maskel. So Rashi the Feish. V'Meshe Chasuka. The Omer Ben Ktana Ben Gdayla Loi Nechelku Ela B'Shein Tanis Megiris. The first in Rashi that according to Rab to Rav Oishah Merav, even by a Sukkah Ktana, Tanis Megis the Schach takes off the psul. So that's not like I'm saying. That's not like I'm saying. Okay, so that would have been nice, but that doesn't work. Yes, so then I don't know why Rashi woke up only at the end. And at the end of the world. He wakes up today, I mean, at the end of the world. Rashi woke up at the end. Now he says it in all three.
If we say that Rabbi Yoshia is not mutually exclusive with Rav Huna, mm-hmm. because holds of both psulim, isn't that jalok nechad in the sense that Rabba and Rizera don't hold each other and he's holding a synthesis of the two, which is not really either one of them?
Okay, that's a terrible. Rabba and Rizera may argue with each other, but Yoshia is not necessarily. At least that's a terrible. I'm always saying there's no hechruch. There are Moshe argues with him. He may subscribe to Rabbi and Rav Zera. Rabbi has one psul, Rav Zera has another psul. We don't know what Rav Zera holds. Rav Zera might hold from Rabbi's psul, he might hold from Rav Zera's psul, he might hold from both. And likewise, Rav Huna. I don't have a reason to hold this way. So, like, it's not, you know, you're not responsible for this. I don't have a reason to hold this way. I mean, it's one way to read the Girsa of Loi Polig. You know, maybe that's what Rabbi Chanan holds. Maybe that's what that Girsa is saying. But I don't have anybody who makes that case. And the Girsa of Loi Polig, we can explain very simply. We don't need this fancy shot to explain Loi Polig. Loi Polig means legabe the area of the sukkah, like it means in the Hepsuk of the world. Okay. Anyway. fine. Let's pull out of this piece. Comes out an interesting thing, according to Maskanas and Gemara, just geometrically comes out a strange thing, that according to Rav Huna, the Shir of Esrim was said from Zayin Tvachim till Dalet Amos. And what happens after that? We'll make the graph. This is the area of the sukkah. This is the A axis, the area of the sukkah. And this is the minimum height of the sukkah. So it starts at Zayin Tvachim. At that point, the minimum height of a sukkah is 20 amos. Then you go to, and it continues that way till Dalet Amos. And the minimum height of a sukkah remains Esrim Amos. Okay, according to Maskanas of Gemara. And now what happens? Does it, from this point forward, can you go up to the sky? Or now already it starts to rise, to rise in proportion to the expansion of the area of the sukkah. Like, what happens when you go beyond Dalet Amos? When you get to 6 Amos? What's the shear at, or 8 Amos? Is the shear at 8 Amos, is it going to be, now the sukkah is twice as wide, so maybe it could be twice as tall. It could be 40 Amos tall. Or maybe once you reach past Dalet Amos, so then the sky's the limit. So this is who talks about this? So the Mashah, Taisus, just talk about it. We'll see Taisus inside in a second. So the Mashah speaks out a nice thing. The Mashah speaks out, the more intuitive idea is that it should be proportionate. I mean, that would make sense. That's how we would intuit. If the sukkah is Dalet Amos, but Dalet Amos has its cell up to 20 Amos, then, and when it gets bigger, when it gets bigger, it can cast cell even if it's more, but it's not limitless, so it should remain proportionate. So why does Tosfos entertain the other side at all? This is the much more intuitive side. Says the Mashal, because this is also not intuitive. Because this shape is also bizarre. Because if it was really proportionate, then it should look something like that. Like, how can we have a flat line over here and then all of a sudden it takes off? So already it's not the way we would intuit. So once it's not the way we would intuit, so we can't rely on our intuition altogether. So maybe it's not intuitive in the other way too. So Mashal more or less speaks out that's why Tosfos wasn't sure what happens when you reach Dalet Amos. Because of this, you see it wasn't proportionate from Zayin Tvachim to Dalet Amos. So who says it remains? Who says it remains proportionate afterwards? Let's see Tosfos aside. Mashal says that's why Tosfos prefaces this to his sofer. Why is he prefacing? What's in the gate to his sofer? He says the Mashal, because that's where the sofer comes from. If that wasn't true, then it would be partial that it's proportionate. It's just the Maskanas and Gemara is that it has this strange feature. So then already Yesh Mokum was Staffa Kuntemo. The Kinachshi Berachova Mashu Yosef Medal Rams. So first place says, it goes proportionate, Dalet Amos to 20. So 8 Amos will be 40, and so on. You see, it's proportionate to the width, not to the area. Maybe that's possible anyway. But that's the lesson place clearly that way. When you go from four amos to 8 amos, so the width of the sukkah doubled, what happened to the area of the sukkah? Assuming it's a square sukkah. It quadrupled. So maybe the height quadruples. The types of lessons move naturally. It's proportionate to the length of the sukkah, or the width of the sukkah, not to the area of the sukkah. Yeah, and as far as probably that way, anyway. Inami says, Taisus, Kimul Rabbanu dafilu begavaya elef. The ef shishalei kan sels chach putum, hais rechava yoysim idalad amos. What the muscle exactly is supposed to tell us. What exactly is that muscle supposed to say? Okay, so more than a kesevis is me'ashu das, even though melech haboshin. So therefore, there's a cell putta even from his half that's below your heart. Like, what does one thing have to do with the other? You're just saying you see that there are discontinuities in nature, but something like that. Not everything is proportionate in the world. A kaponim pesach savod. It's enough to have a cell purta. So I'm so sorry. I just want to point something out. Just got to be shot in places. You know, there's this whole discussion. I mean, it's not a big discussion, but there's a little discussion in Paiskim about transparent tzchach. Prima Gondam is one who opened up the discussion. Prima Gondam heard that tzchach can be made, that glass is made from Eifer, which is not true, but that's what somebody told the Prima Gondam. The glass is made from Eifer, in which case, midiraisa, it should be, it's Gidul HaKarka, so maybe it's Koshel Tzchach. So that's the Prima Gondam's done. It's glass, Koshel Tzchach, midiraisa. Midrabana was Nishtana, so that it's possible, but midiraisa, maybe glass is Gidul HaKarka, it's Koshel Tzchach. Yeah, so the Matthias of glass, not true, but let's say you had some other Gidula Kaka that was transparent. They did some genetic engineering, and now you have a transparency. So that's a shaila. Is that a kuskacha now? So on the one hand, or let's say you had some kind of semi-transparent schach. So on the one hand, l'chara is not metzil. So others want to say, and Prima Gondam entertains that maybe it's kosher, and maybe glass schach and derives is kosher. So I saw someone is where they want to apply this tesis. The tesis says that all you need is a tzel purta. So even if tzach is transparent, but as long as it blocks a little bit of the sun, so there's a tzel purta, so you see that that's enough. Tosis tells me that a tzel purta is enough. So I thought that Tosis is not a right to that at all. I mean, the glass, I don't care about the glass chach per se. Nobody's really marketing glass chach for the time being. I don't care about the halacha lemaisa of the glass chach. But I just wanted to look at it chach and Tosis. I think it's a mistake, or at least it's not muchuch from Tosis. Because there's two nidonim. We have this in the Sugya Roman Aleph, in the Rezera. There's one nidonim that the schach has to be made so that all I'm around agreed. Silasim ruv mechamasa. Chamasim ruv mechamasa. Chamasim ruv mechamasa is possible. But for that, it's enough that it's even the Malam Yashim. It's made so of them koyma. Ilu hoya mashvila, it would be made so. Schach intrinsically is made so. Rav Zera is matrich more. Rav Zera is matrich that I should be sitting in the cell of the schach. He learns that from the Pasuk. The Sukkotil itself, that you have to be sitting in the cell of the schach. Rashi says that it has to be loinig. You have to get something out of the schach. You have to be sitting with the schach. So the schach is the malam esrim. So the schach might be meitzel up there, but down here I'm not sitting with the schach. That's why he spoke at a length that the Gemara's kasha from Ashvish Kanayim is only a kasha in Reb Zera. It's not a kasha in the other Amirah. Even with Ashvish Kanayim, the schach is meitzel, but the Gemara needs an isma. Maybe you're not sitting with the schach because you already had the schach from Ashvish Kanayim before, so you have no oinik, you have no benefit from the tzela schach. So these are two different halachas. There's one halacha that schach has to be meitzel tilosim ru mechamosa, and that's that all Amarim agree with. That doesn't need the pasuk of a sukkah til itself. And then there's another halacha that Rav Zera learns out from the pasuk, and the other Amarim don't have the pasuk because the older pasuk is the meisur mashiach. That not only does the schach have to be meitzel, but you have to be betzel asach. You have to have some siachsus to betzel asach. So when Taisus tells me that it's enough to have a tzel purto, he's talking in Rav Zera's halacha, or he's talking in the halacha that everybody agrees to, that schach has to be tilosim ru mechamosa. Which halacha is Tosfos referring to? Reb Zera's halacha. Schach l'malam esrim is meitzel b'mkoymoi. Ilu hoya mashviloi. It satisfies. I don't have to come out to sell porto. Ilu hoya mashviloi would make a real sell. The issue is, what about Reb Zera's halacha? That even if the schach is meitzel, but you have to be sitting with sell a schach. So for that, Tosfos says that it's enough at sell porto. But maybe it's only for that. It's enough at sell porto that it's called that I am connected to the sach. I'm sitting with sell sach. There's a little bit of sell, some vestigial cell is still here. So it's enough that I'm connected to the sach. But as far as that, the basic definitional halacha, that sach has to be meitzil, it has to be tzilosim ru mechamosa. Maybe that you need sell gomer. That Tosfos doesn't tell me. Maybe not. We don't know. But akapanim, there's no mocker in Tosfos to that notion in the din of tzilot. For the notion of sell porto in the fundamental halacha that tzchach has to be a meitzel, tzchach has to be tzilosim ru mechamos. Just that the Tosfos, because just not a pshat in Tosfos, good to remember. Tosfos is talking in Reb Zera's halacha. He's not talking in the consensus halacha that tzchach has to be meitzel. There is maybe a mocker for the mocker in the fundamental halacha from the Ran, because the Ran asks a different question. The Ran asks, he says, tzchach, that's your tesam, everybody holds his kosher. Right, 19 amos tall is for sure kosher. Zayin al zayin tochim, and it's 19 amos tall, and it says that it's kosher. Nobody argues with that. Even Rav Zera holds that it's kosher. In fact, the Ran, he says, Yeshla hachish is achush. We see with our own eyes that you have a schachas, it's a seven tefachim by seven tefachim, and it's 19 amos tall, and there's no tzel because the chamas nichnas tachtav and so on. So what do you do with the evidence of our own eyes? Who are you going to believe? Your lying eyes. So the Ran says you have to say that kimlu lechachamim, that ad esrim amo, it's a little bit memayik tachay, and that's enough. So there already there is a mukh, because the Ran is not talking about zeres halacha. The Ran is talking about in the. Oh no, I'm saying maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's talking. Well, let me finish the thought, then we'll think it through. So what I wanted to say was, if Iran is talking, he's not talking to Rabbi Zair, he's not talking to Lamala Me'esrim, and Rabbi Zair's problem. He's talking Lamata Me'esrim. So the Chari is talking in the basic halacha of Shilasim Mechamos. He's telling about Hachush Yoid, Hachush Meid, that Lamata Me'esrim, there's really no tell. So what kind of schach is that? So he says, well, it's Memayat Dachayim Purta. So he's not talking in Rebbe Zera. He's talking in the regular halacha. But actually, it's not so pashut. It really depends how you understand the Ran at the beginning of the. We had two. According to the other Amoraim, we don't agree with Rebbe Zera and hold the Malam Esim is kosher. I is not made. So what happened to Tzilosim and Mechamos? So the Ritva says Ibrahim Mashpilon. I just said before. What did the Ran say? So that's not so clear what the Ran means. The lashon of the Ran is that according to the other Amoraim words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Varigz and Tanakham, the Ran says the schach has to be made so it doesn't have to be made so tachtov. So what I was saying when we were learning it, I said it means it's enough that it's made so it's stubborn. The whole time, that's the whole time. That's how we learned the Ran. The Ran holds its mesil is stubborn. And afterwards, I got a little bit less confident about it, that understanding in the Ran. And I'll tell you why. It's not complicated. It's nothing to do with what I'm chesbuding out now. We have two Rans in the Ezvahadur. They're like facing columns. We have the Ran in the Mishnah, who says he talks about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Malam Yesim is kosher. Just as he could have as well talked about the Amoraim or Argon of Zera and don't think Lamala Me'asim is a problem of itself. But he happens to talk about Rabbi Yehuda because he's going on the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda says Lamala Me'asim is kosher. Like the Ran, it has to be Meitzel. She wants to be Mechamosa, where's the cell? So he says, well, it doesn't have to be Meitzel Tachto. So I thought that sounded not like the Ritva. The Ritva says, yeah, it's enough to be Lo Yamashvili. The Ran says something else. It's Meitzel, but it's not Meitzel Tachto. I put it means it's Meitzel off to the Tzadok. But then we have another Ran. The next column over, when he's talking about Reb Zera, where the Ran asks, he says, "Schach, it's 19 amos tall." He says, "Hachush meid that it's not hachush meid that it's not meisel, because after all, the chama comes in from underneath. The chama comes in from underneath and wipes out the cell. So we see with our own eyes." So he answers, "Ukilu lechachomim that till esrim amo, there's still some miut of the chayim." It's mashman Iran. You only have to be soivul this till esrim amo. You know, you don't see it, but chachomim saw the till esrim amo is mamayit chayim. But really, the sun washes it out. But it's mamayit chayim till esrim amo. Once you get past esrim amo, then we could go back to the evidence of our own senses and say the chama comes in from underneath and it's takin otzel. So how does this thing with the Ran in the previous before? The Ran before said that Lamala Me'esrim, this cell is not tachto, it's off to the side. And now we have a Ran that says that really we see with our own eyes that there's no cell at all, because the chama comes in from underneath. But he says, well, up till Esrim we'll have to just swallow that kimlu kachomim that it's memayit dachan. Lamala Me'esrim, though, presumably revert back to the notion that the chama comes underneath and there's no miyat dachan. So that means that Lamala Me'esrim there's no cell at all, not even a miyat dachan. There's not some cell off to the stomach. This is a little bit of an objection to what I learned before, that when the Ran said that it's Meitzel Lamal and Esrim, but it's not Meitzel Tachtov, he did not mean what I thought he means, what I thought is the Poshup Shah, that it's meitzel, but not down below. It's meitzel off to the side. Chayra, from this round, you see that that's not true. Shachlu malam yesrim. The Rad himself testifies that we see with our own eyes that it's not meitzel at all. The chamas nichnas tachtov. And when the Rambam before said that lamalam yesrim it's meitzel, but it's not meitzel tachtov, he meant al derech the ritva. It's meitzel up there, but it doesn't reach down to the ground because the chama comes in and wipes it out. In which case, the Rad already becomes very the same as the ritva. I mean, maybe there's a slight difference in the way they said it. The Ritva says Iluhoy Mashviloy, and the Ran says it's meitzel up there, but not down below. Like maybe there's, you know, for the connoisseurs, maybe there's still a difference in the Hadgoshim, the Ran and the Ritva. But basically, it's the Ran becomes the same as the Ritva. He's also going with Iluhoy Mashviloy. So now, that's the case. So now coming back to this second Ran, the Ran says up till 20 Amos, Chazal held that there's a Mid HaChaim. Mid HaChaim is enough. So does he mean Mid HaChaim is enough for a Zeres Halacha? Or does he mean that Mid HaChaim is enough for the basic Tzil, for the real Tzilasa Ruv Mechamasa Halacha? But Tzilasa Ruv Mechamasa is enough Mid HaChaim? We guess that it's a little strange. Miyat HaChaim is not Tzel. At least Tosfos talked about Tzel, Tzel Purta. The Ran talks about Miyat HaChaim. That's very nice. It's Miyat HaChaim, so like, you know, before they air conditioning. But it's not Tzel. The dinner you need Tzilosim Rumechamosim, not that you need Miyat HaChaim or Rubel from the Chaim. So what's that Pshat in the Ran? What's all together Pshat in the Ran? What's all together Pshat in the Ran? So there's a Miyat HaChaim, but where's the Tzel? So I think the answer is that Ein Echanami. There's Taka no Tzel. For Tzel, we can go with Iluhoy HaMashpila. You have Schach that's 19 Amos tall. It's Taka no Tzel. So what? 40 Amos tall is also no Tzel, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it's fine. And the Amaroi, Mordechai, and Rabbi Zeir, I think that would be fine, except for other problems of Shalta Bein and whatnot. Because we don't need it to be made still. All we need is Iluhoy HaMashpila. So the same way, if it's 40 Amos tall, it's fine, unless you hold like Rabbi Zeir. But without Rabbi Zeir, it will be fine, because Iluhoy HaMashpila. So if it's 19 Amos tall, and there's also no Tzel, HaKush Meir, there's no Tzel, it's also fine, because Iluhoy HaMashpila. But if it will be 10 Tzvachim tall, it will be a Tzel. So for the Tzel part, we have no problem. The Ran's Kasha was only because Rabbi Zeir says more than that. Rabbi Zeir holds it's not enough that it's Meitzel Iluhoy HaMashpila. I need to be sitting with Tzel HaSchach, I need to be Nene from the Schach. So for Rabbi Zeir's Halacha, where do I have Rabbi Zeir's Halacha? With what am I? Where's the Sukkotil itself? With what am I having any oinik from the sach? Like the Loshon Rashi, you have to have oinik from the sach. So for that, the Ran says, for that it's enough. Miyat HaChaim. In the Chanami, it's not. For the basic thing of Tzel, it doesn't work. For that, you have to come out of Yuhar and Mishpuli. That's Taka, because it's a Chazar. And it's not like I said earlier this month. That the Ran is also going with Yuhar and Mishpuli. So fine, so the basic thing of Tzel, it works with Yuhar and Mishpuli. But the Ran's problem in the first place, what about Abzer? Abzer is not enough Yuhar and Mishpuli. Rav Zeir holds you have to actually be sitting in the cell. That's why the Ma'al Mechof of Zeir's holds is no good. So the Rani asks, so what's the Ma'al Mechof different from the Ma'al Mechof? 19 Amos Tol is also no, you're also not sitting in the cell. So, Kim Lulu Chachomim, it's like Kim Lulu Rav Zeir, Kim Lulu Rav Zeir, that the Ma'al Mechof, you still have something. The Ma'al Mechof, you have nothing. The Ma'al Mechof, you still have something. But it's talking about cell, it's only Miyat HaChai. So, it's again, I think from this, Rani is a riot to what I said in Tosfos. That cell Purta is only for Rav Zeir, not for the basic halacha. Because even if I'm wrong in places, that Tzel Purta maybe really is called a Tzel, but Miyat HaChaim is for sure not a Tzel. And we need Tzilasa Mumechamosa. What does Miyat HaChaim help for that? That for the Tzel itself, you have Iloyim HaShpilot. We only have the problem, but what about Rav Zeir? Where's the Besukatil Tzel Yoimah? Where's that? For that, it's enough to have Miyat HaChaim. Okay, I think that's Sakharim's chapter. It's another raya that the Ran is also going with the Elohim Hashpili, not like I said in the beginning. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. I'm not gonna do it to you. I mean, you should do it, but I'm not gonna do it with you. And we'll talk next about Hilenia Hamalka. Hilenia Hamalka, interesting person. I look her up in the encyclopedia, interesting story. I want to talk to you about Chinuch, this whole discussion here about Chinuch, there's a stipler. Maybe it's good to see the stipler about Chinuch. It's on this Hilenia Hamalka story. So we'll talk about that a little bit, and then we'll go, not a long time, and then we'll go, on. Okay, let's have a
keep the same shot that we gave, and I'll just say that.